Praise God. Praise God. Well, excuse me, I'm going to have to just move that because it's moving. And I'd like you to turn to, we'll go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm just going to bring the word of the Lord to you today. And, right. Praise God. I'd like to start with declaring a word over you, because the Lord gave it to me first to speak over you. And it's from Ezekiel 36, verse 11. So it's the word from God. And it's part of that verse which God gave to us when we were praying last week. And this is it. It's an amazing promise. The Lord says, I will do better for you than at your beginnings. I will do better for you than at your beginnings. What an amazing word. God says it and speaks it over us as a people, but over you as an individual. And I believe it with all of my heart. As I'm speaking it, I believe as a church and as families and as individuals, God has promised to do better than at our beginnings. Isn't it interesting that Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven starts with a seed, but it grows. Things get better and better and better. Isn't it wonderful? Things aren't getting worse and worse and worse. I love the word better. I prefer it to worse, and I'd rather believe for the better. Amen. So, I have a question. How do we see this happening in our lives personally? Or how do we see any word, any promise happening to us personally? Corinthians tells us that all the promises, including Ezekiel 36:11, all of them are yes and amen, as if God wants to actually say it twice. Yes, and so be it over you. They're in Christ. And if you're in Christ, if you're a believer, God has placed you in Christ and Christ lives in you, and you qualify because you are in Christ for every promise. So how do we see this promise happening? Well, Paul is drilling down in one verse to see, to show us how this happens in our lives personally. Let's just read this. It says here, verse 13, for this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also works effectively in you who believe. It works effectively in you who believe. So, any promise, including the one the Lord has just spoken over you, any of them, we can drill down to how to see it happen in this one verse. Don't you think the word is amazing? That actually we can look at the whole counsel of God in this one. No, you need the whole Bible. But you can see it explained, outworked in this one verse. Now this church, this wonderful church that Paul was speaking of, Thessalonians, he said basically, I thank God for what's happening. And he said the reason it's all happening is because of this, because of the way you are relating to the word of God. There was a move of the Spirit. There was great joy. One of my favorite verses was that the gospel was sounding out to the whole region. Do you not think that's exciting? The gospel was sounding out everywhere. It was going everywhere. No media. No online, no phones, just people in who God was working. And Paul was saying, I can't stop thanking God. And he says, I'm so thankful to see this move of God happening through the gospel, the word of God being preached. You're actually becoming examples of what it is to be a Christian. It's amazing to see what's happening. And Paul says it's because. I love it when we can see because I'm someone who wants to know how things work. I'm not just somebody who needs to know that it worked for somebody else. I want it to work for me. Does anybody here want it to work for you? I want to see God doing better for me than at my beginning. So I want to drill down to understand how this is going to work. And Paul says there's an effective work. The work of God is so effective. Now that word, work, means energy. It's where we get the word energy. The energy of God is at work in these believers. The power of God is at work. If you remember when you were growing up, some of you can still remember. Joke. Hopefully. You can remember when you had a toy, whether it was a little kind of model of something or a toy that moved. You'd have a battery in it and it would do this and walk across the floor. And then after a while, when the energy left the battery, you know what happened? It would start to move ever so slow and it was de-energized. How many of you know as a Christian you can get de-energized? But I want to know how I can see the energy of God. The flesh de-energizes, sin de-energizes, the enemy works to de-energize. But God is going to work through these kinds of people, the energy, the power of God to fulfill his purpose. And so I don't want to be like that toy slowing down. There's no way I'm going to slow down to glory. I'm going in the energy of God. Amen. With the power of God at work in my life. And this is how to see that happen. First of all, they received the word not as though it was human words, but the word of God through the preaching. We just heard a testimony. I was preaching from Samuel about the God of the breakthrough when Wendy heard not my ideas, not who I say God is, but who the Word says God is. The Word of God. That's why, whether the preacher's good or bad, you can still, if the Word's being preached, they're only good if they're preaching the Word. Otherwise, it's human wisdom and it won't get you anywhere. Okay? But the Word of God, if you listen into the Word of God and grab that and take hold of that, then you're going to see something happen. Many people rely on human wisdom. Well, that's what my dad said to do. Or that's what my wife said I should be doing. Or that's what Google said about the situation. But the Word of God in this context, the reason there was such an amazing energy of God is their attitude to the Word. It was superior to any human word. You've seen me doing it before, but I love doing this. The Word on my head, above my head. In fact, it's above the heavens. It's forever settled in the heavens. That's how settled the Word of God is. The Bible, your Bible. The way you treat your Bible is the way you treat Jesus. And these Christians were valuing the Word above everything else. That's what mattered more than their own reasoning, more than the culture of the day, more than what Dad said. You know, it's all about the Word of God. So that's the first way we start to see the energy of God start to work, is the honor and the value, of course, of the person of God, but a person who speaks and has given us his word, the Logos, the written word of God. In fact, the Holy Spirit will only work to confirm, affirm, and work within the boundaries of the Word of God. Because in the beginning, for example, when the worlds were made, God spoke. The word was released and the Holy Spirit went to work and creation happened. Let there be light, and there was light. But these Christians had an honor and elevated personally the word in their lives, over their minds, over their circumstances, over whatever was happening in the culture. Whatever problems they were having, it was the word they took as the word that comes from God. And Paul says, which it is. I love that. The word of God, which it is. It is the word of God. You can rely on the written word of God. You can depend on every word because no word fails. Secondly, they received it. That's the second thing. They honored it, then they received it. They received the word of God. Now that means to accept something from another. Do you not think that's interesting? Have you ever asked somebody's advice and you've taken it? What happens? You accept their advice instead of your own. So to receive the word of God is to actually take from another. Jesus is the word. The truth is the living word. The Bible is the living word. The word of God that lives. To receive it is to take from him. And it actually means to take away as an inheritance or a gift. How many of you want a takeaway today? Mine's, God will do better for me than at my beginning. I'm going to take that one. Taking it away, that's my inheritance. Because we inherit, it's a gift. It isn't earned. It's freely given. All things are given. And we live by grace through faith. It's all a gift. So they received the word of another. Therefore, let go of their own words. They took on what Jesus was saying through the word, the gospel. Then, moving on, it says, you welcomed it. What a wonderful way to hear the word. Firstly, it's superior to everything else. Secondly, they received it from another person and said, right, I'm going to take that and take it away. And then thirdly, they welcomed it. Now, this means to actually welcome the word as an honored friend. Isn't that lovely? As an honored friend, which actually is all about just loving and honoring and valuing him. It actually means, if you think of a picture, to open your arms, to embrace the word of God, and to actually make it yours. Welcome it in your heart, more than just your head, for it to come into your heart. And the reason there was this move of God happening was the way they treated the word was that it was superior, they received it personally, and they welcomed it with open arms. Back to toys analogy. Have you ever seen a little girl or a little boy with a teddy bear? And that teddy bear is the most precious teddy bear that they have. Doesn't matter what it looks like. It might have an eye out or stuffing missing, but it's still their teddy bear. And you know, they will walk around everywhere with this little soft toy. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And they walk everywhere. They want to take it everywhere because it's their little, I'm embracing this. It's mine. Nobody else can have it. It's my teddy bear. And then, at night, they won't sleep without it. How about having that attitude to the word? Amen. I value this so much. It's my treasure. Every word that he speaks is so valuable to me that I'm going to take it everywhere I go, and I'm even going to sleep. I'll go to sleep at night with it. in my head and in my mouth. And I'm going to accept the word of God in every situation so that it actually starts to work effectively in me. Wonderful. And finally, it says, in you who believe. In the ones who believe. Now this word simply means to trust and act as though it's going to happen. Okay? To trust, to rely on the word of God. How many of you know you can rely on the word of God? I know that some people's word they're not quite reliable. How many of you have known anyone who's not reliable? A workman that doesn't show up, or a situation where people say, I'm going to be there, and they're not there. But God's word never fails. He cannot fail, because all of creation is upheld by the word of God. And so he will not fail. It says, no word returns empty that goes out of my mouth, but it will accomplish what I sent it to do. In other words, God's always got a job to do when he releases a promise. God's always got a work to do. He wants to do a work through every promise. But how we receive it is part of that energy, that divine power that then begins to work. So to believe, this is the final point that Paul was making. To believe means to trust. Say, Lord, you're reliable. You said, not me. I'm not making this up. It is written that you will do better for me than at my beginnings. You're going to do better for this church than at our beginnings. You're going to do this. You've promised it. But I value it above what I think. I value it above all other words, all other negative words that come into my life. I receive it as a word from another person who actually happens to be God. I accept and honor what you're saying. And I welcome it, embrace, take it in, and say, I'm going to take it everywhere in my heart. It's going to live in my heart. I'm going to pray, Lord, that I'll offer you unusual hospitality when it comes to your word. I want your word to find unusual hospitality in my heart. The opposite is not receiving, not being receptive, isn't it? Jesus spoke about the parable of the sower. He said it's the seed, the divine word of God. Every seed, every word carries the power of God. Hebrews 4:12 says that the word of God is living and powerful. It is active. It's always got power. There is no situation, no circumstance where the word doesn't have power. But this is the kind of heart, these are the kinds of Christians in which it works effectively. Amen. And Paul says, believe, act as though God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. No word of promise is not reliable. You can depend your life on it. It is the word of God who works effectively with divine energy in those who believe. How many of you think this is great stuff? This is great stuff to see how to see the promises of God really happen. Because if you're sitting there and saying, well, this never happens to me, well, I'm giving you help. The word of God is helping you, not me. God's word is helping you to see how to see an effective energy, power of God begin to operate in your life. Wonderful. Can I just share a little example of this happening in an individual's life? And it's from Luke 5, when Peter, he kind of beginning to relate. He was in relationship with Jesus. The night before, there'd been an incredible thing happened where everybody where they lived got healed. do it again. Do it again, Lord. Do that one. Every word you read, God wants to do it again. Who works effectively and not those who just listen. Actually, believe means a lot more than just agree with. I'll just add a little bit on. Can I do a bit of an add-on? I know you're hot. And you probably are at home as well. But I'm hotter. I can guarantee. A little add-on. In the Western culture, everything is about agreeing. Do I agree or don't I? Do I like or don't like? And that's the head dimension. Belief isn't of the head. Never works in your head. With your heart you believe, and with your mouth you confess. So you believe, you take it into yourself, and you say, I accept that. The seed planted in good soil in my heart, I accept. It will produce. The good seed, the promise of God, will produce because I just simply take it. I'm not just going to say, I was at Bible college once. I've heard this message before. How many of you know that you ain't going to receive nothing if you just sit there going, I've heard that before. I know that one. I mean, this is the same word that's been preached in every generation. But it works effectively in these kinds of people. The word is never empty of power in any generation. It's not about the circumstances, it's about the heart. It's about our attitude to God. Can you see this? How the enemy lulls us into, I've heard that. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah, no, I think I agree. I've heard it preached better. Which I know you have. I know you have. I'm not into a competition. I'm into the Word of God. What matters is the Word being preached. That's what we honor here above all things. And so, Paul, Jesus, they say, only believe and you will see the glory of God. Don't be afraid. Only believe. In other words, use your heart and say, I trust that, Lord. I'm going to rely on it and act on it. Amen. I'm going to act as though that's true for me, and I'm going to see it. I will see this come to pass. Peter, okay, here's this expert fisherman. He might not have been an expert in much else, but Peter knew the sea. He'd grown up, probably his dad was a fisherman. I don't know, often the things, businesses get handed down and the son takes it on, and it was his area of expertise. Jesus had done this healing meeting and miracle for his mother-in-law, which everybody says, that is a miracle. To heal your mother-in-law is all grace. Mother in grace, not law. And Jesus is preaching from his boat. Now, Peter had been fishing all night. And he'd been toiling and struggling and working hard to make a living. And Jesus then speaks personally to Peter. I love this. The context is in the whole preaching of the word. And then suddenly a personal word comes. See, in every preach, in every ministry, I wait and I listen. I say, Holy Spirit, speak. I want to hear your voice. I don't want to leave without one. A word. I want a word. Give me a word. And what Jesus said to Peter was, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch. Now, if you know the end of the story, I would say the energy of God began to work after Peter had received this word, accepted it, believed it, and acted on it. Because he caught more fish, it was a better harvest than he'd ever had. How many of you want better? Okay, better. Better was happening at the end of this word from God. Every miracle you see, if you have a word, it will start to work. That's why it's so important you hear God's word personally. It's so important you're listening out, got your antennae up in the preaching, but also on your own, you read your Bible, because the Holy Spirit will quicken something, awaken something to you, and you will hear his voice. If you don't do that, you won't hear, and you won't know what God's saying. But Peter, hears this word. Now, I love to think of Peter being absolutely fed up. Because you would be. Does anybody want to be normal here? If you have worked all night, nobody paid you. Got nothing and the kids are going to be hungry. There's no money to pay the bills. I mean, I'm talking fed up. I'd be fed up. Work for nothing. And Jesus gives him this word to go and fish again. Put down your nets for a catch. And he literally would have gone, that's doing my head in. Why don't you, Jesus, stick to the synagogue? I fish. You preach. I'm an expert in this particular area. You just stick to the Sunday. Would have been the Sabbath, but stick there. And it would have been like war in your head, wouldn't it? Plus tired. People sometimes have come in here after a night shift. I just so honor people who want to hear the word of God so much they come after a night shift. Just amazing. I just think it's amazing. Why? Because they value the word above everything. If you value something, you're going to put yourself in a place to hear it. Anyway, Peter, his head was doing circles and going round and round, and he said, well, I'm an expert. But he said, basically, I'm not going to put this down to my reason. He said, nevertheless, Lord, at your word, even though we fished all night, nevertheless, at your word. In other words, he was treating it as the word of God, which it is. How do we know he received the word? Because he just accepted the word of another who didn't, in his opinion yet, seem like an expert in that area. But he said, actually, it's your word. I'm going to take it. I'm going to embrace it. And he welcomed it and embraced and took it to himself. And he says, right, what am I going to do with that? Because even at that point, if that's all you do, you're not going to see the energy of God. Because if you do the first three phases and not the fourth, the power isn't released. It's only released in the believing. What is believing doing? So what did Peter do? Boys, we're going out again. I know you're tired. We could say to the Lord, delay this, Lord, we'll go later. Peter knew that in the moment he speaks, I need to act as though it's true. Not later, because many lose a promise because they think it's later on. Accept it today, and it will begin to work with the energy of God, and a miraculous catch will come to pass. Peter launched out again on a word from God. You can tell he valued the word because of his response. Amen. How can we show we honor the Lord? It's how we value what he says. Not just our emotions, our feelings. And did I experience God in the worship? I love to experience God, God's presence in worship. I believe that we should encounter God in amazing ways. But I also believe that sometimes it's just saying, I'm accepting the word of another. I don't feel anything. I'm actually tired. I don't really feel like doing that. But I'm going to do it anyway because it's God who's saying it. What about give thanks in all circumstances? Who said that? Did I? Did Pastor Andrea? Did Tony say what you should do is give thanks? No, the Lord said, give thanks. How we treat that word affects the power of God in our lives. You know, when Peter and, no, it wasn't. It was Paul and Silas were in the prison. They began to praise, pray. They began to do what the Lord says, at all times his praise will be in my mouth. And they got a breakthrough. The energy of God broke through that prison and set them free. Oh my word. Oh my goodness. That is a breakthrough. Their approach to the word of God brought the breakthrough. So, I sometimes don't fully believe a word when I first hear it. Is anybody else? I want to really take it on board. I want this word to actually happen in you and in me. I will do better for you than at your beginnings. Look around you. Do you want that for everybody else around you? I want this to be the reality for your life and for mine and for us as a church. But when I first hear it, I might go, oh, I welcome that. I honor it, Lord. And it's against what I feel, and it's going against my age, and it's going against what I can see, and going against the circumstances. Hang on a minute, but it's your word. So I just welcome it. I embrace it like that little toy. Yep. Making it mine, taking this everywhere with me, Lord. I'm going to keep going on that and take it home. It's a takeaway. I'm taking it away. I want you to take that word away with you as the word of God, which it is. But how do I help myself believe? Well, the Lord helps me, but he's shown me ways that help me to root the word. How many of you know that any seed planted requires roots to begin to grow, for the energy of that seed to start to break out? Like a seed in a packet in your Bible isn't going to work, but it's a seed in soil, which is your heart, begins to work. Yes. So how do I get this rooted? Well, this is what I do, and this is what the Word tells us to do. Actually, let's say what the Word says first, and then I do it. Meditate in the Word day and night. So roots in me start to grow from the seed in my heart when I meditate on that Word. Don't meditate on 50, because you can't grow 50. You need to start with the one or two at the moment that the Lord is saying to you. What has the Lord actually said to you in this moment and time? Well, if you don't know, I'll see you next week. No, just kidding. One of them is here and now. I will do better for you than at your beginnings. Okay, so that's one thing you could say, I'm hearing that. But have you got something that you are wanting to see happen in your life? Because God's given it to you in a fresh way. Well, to meditate means to speak it out, think about, ponder it over and over. And it's like that word starts to get roots. So when I pray, I don't have to think too much before I start to pray out, Father, thank you, you're going to do better for me than at my beginnings. Thank you, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. I just want to thank you, Lord, that I come short in no gift. I want to thank you for the manifestation of your Spirit I eagerly desire. Why? Because I've rooted a word on the inside and I begin to speak it out. It begins to flow out of my heart. And you know, you can always tell if you believe something by what you say. If you root the word through meditation, you will start to speak differently about your life, about your body, about the church, because you're going to believe what God says, and it'll get so rooted in you, it'll start to produce an energy and a life and a power of the Holy Spirit that you will just begin to speak. And when somebody counteracts that, you'll say, no, this is what God says. But the trouble is, people are too busy to meditate. They're in a hurry. They pray on the run. But you know, if you want to see a move of God in your own life and miracles, You need to spend time just thinking about, imagining what that will look like. I'll do better for you. I think about the beginnings of the church here. But they were great. There were only a few of us. They were just amazing. And God says, it's going to be better. In every season that we've gone through, God says, better. When they run out of wine, he says, it's okay, I'll do better. The best is yet to come. But meditate day and night. In other words, speak it over yourself and speak it out. People lose the power of declaring the word over their circumstances, over their feelings. I don't always feel like it. In fact, I hardly ever feel anointed. How many of you in this room ever feel like you're anointed to witness? I just believe it. I don't feel, but I speak out what God says. Because speaking brings the creative power of God into operation. Praise God. I know that this morning the emphasis of the Lord is on the word, but it is for a move of God. This is serving a move of the Spirit. Because wherever the word is, the Spirit moves. The Lord says, I'm watching over my word. And he actually means in your heart to perform it. And in your mouth to perform it. And so, beloved, don't take on too many. Just get one or two rooted. And then move on to one or two more. Because we're to go from glory to glory to see the energy of God, the work of God in every situation of life. Speak it out and always, always act in obedience to what Jesus wants. I love it that Jesus said, you can do anything you like, but there's going to be a harvest. He gave specific instructions to reach the goal. Many Christians fail here because they are not willing to take the steps that Jesus says in daily obedience to the Lord so that they get the fruit. That's what believing is really. It's acting on in the will of God in every situation. And after you've done the will of God, you receive the promise. After you've done it, you'll get the promise. Praise God. I just want to tell you this morning that God has nothing but blessing planned for you. But I pray that the wisdom of God's word this morning will be accepted in a fresh way in you. That you will honor the word even that's been spoken this morning. Not the preacher. Paul's success in that church was down to the Christians. People run around to hear speakers. Let's run to hear the word of the Lord. Hello? And the word God speaks to a community, a local church, because we're a family. God speaks to churches. To the church at Ephesus, to the church at Colossians, he speaks specifically. And that's why the way I respond to the word spoken to us is very, very important, so that we can walk together in the word and see the energy of God, a move of the Spirit happening amongst us. Can we just stand? We're going to finish this morning. Can you just stand at home as well? It'd be great to just honor the Lord in this way. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Lord, we just want to thank you for the wisdom of the ages that comes to us in your word. You don't just want us to hear a word and agree with it. You want us to see your power at work in us so that there is an effective outworking of every promise that is ours in Christ. I just want to thank you, Lord, that this morning you show us how. That we can have a miracle. We can have a move of your Spirit in this way. By receiving, by honoring your word above all things. Just as your name is above all things, I thank you. You have exalted your word above all things. It's above what the enemy's doing. It's above man's word, government's word. It's above scientists' word. It's above the experts. It's above a businessman's word. It's above a teacher's word. It's above a pastor's word. Your word is forever settled in the heavens. It is the hammer that shatters the rock in pieces. It is the light that breaks into our hearts. We want to thank you, Lord. And this morning we pray that we will be like this wonderful church. That you would see our hearts this morning respond and say, Lord, I'm going to honor your word more in my life. Just if you want to pray that, just say, Lord, I want to just exalt your word on how to do relationships, how to do finances, how to do life in prayer, together with the body of Christ. To serve, all your word is true, Lord, not just the bits I like. Just at this moment, just say, Lord, I'm just exalting your word. I want to please you with the way I honor you and your word this morning. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all the promises that are yes and amen. But I pray, Lord, they wouldn't just sit in our hearts, but they'd gain roots. That we'd see that word produce roots and begin to grow with the power of divine life. I pray that we would give you time, Lord. Meditate. Speak the word over our lives and circumstances. And so see the promise that you give. The one or two in this moment that you want to perform in our lives. That we would accept, welcome. Take as precious as the most valuable word to live by. And I ask, Lord, that you will help us, Holy Spirit, to be so hungry in every meeting, in every early morning or evening, to listen to what your Spirit is saying through your word. As we read your Bible, your word, your scriptures are so precious to us. We come to you, Lord, and say, Lord, speak. Your servant will listen. I don't want to just run on my own wisdom, Lord. I want yours. Thank you, Jesus. Just as you stand there, just say, thank you, Lord. In a fresh way, I just want to accept the word. You will do better for me than at my beginnings. Just thank him. It's from him. He said it. And it has power to accomplish what he said. Do it, Lord. We welcome it. We want to take it away with us this morning and get it rooted. We want to speak it. When things look worse, we're going to say you're going to do better. When things contradict in our minds, with our own expertise of life, we just want to honor your word, Lord, because we want to see you perform, do a great work. And Lord, this honor of your word, let it sound forth from us to many in this region. We pray that we would honor your gospel. The gospel is the power. The good news of Jesus is the power of God to salvation for all who believe. But Lord, how can they hear without someone telling them? And we pray that we would so honor you and honor your message that we would go out this week and share the good news with someone. Because your word works effectively wherever it is received. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. I believe someone's let go of a promise. God's saying, you've let go of something. And he wants you to get it back in your heart. To welcome it again. He's so gracious and kind. Take it back on board. And begin to meditate and act on that word. As if that's exactly going to be your experience. Honor the word and God will honor you with the results. Thank you, Lord. You, Father. Just thank him for his word. Finally, I just feel the Lord saying he wants you personally to commit to time reading the word and hearing his voice in it. Don't be so busy you have no time. If your life is too rushed, then stop it. Because the word has to take first place in our lives, yes? If we honor him, we honor his word. Be a lover of God's word, and you will see the kingdom of heaven grow and expand through your life. Thank you, Jesus. Water the seed, Holy Spirit. Water the seed that's been sown. I pray that not one word from you will fail amongst us as we diligently apply this word of truth. And I pray, Lord, in agreement with your word, that you will do better for us than at our beginnings. Praise God. Let's just give the Lord a round of applause. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful wisdom that comes from God's word on how to live? Walk in obedience to him, what he wants, and he will do it. I know you're hot. I know you've got a mask on. And the Lord bless you. It's been shorter, for which we give thanks. For which we give thanks this morning. We've got an encounter night. You need to book online, but we'd love you to join us for that. Because we're going to be meeting with the Lord together, and it'll be our first encounter for ages. Praise God. We've got a barbecue. If you're booked in, looking forward to seeing you there on Friday night, another one on the 8th. And I'd like to also say, on the 1st of August, we won't have a service here, but there will be church in the garden. We did this last year. But just to gather together, either as families, gather around communion. We haven't been able to do much taking communion together. And just share and get together with people in your connect or friends, faith friends. And let's do church in our gardens. Or you can indoors by then. But let's continue to be together in a different way for that Sunday act. The Lord bless you with his word to you today. He'll do better for you than ever before, because that's what he promised. God bless. Have an amazing week.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.